Dreamscape presents Heavenly Alliance. Call on your spirit guides, ancestors, and angels to manifest the life you want. By Samantha Fay. Narrated by Samantha Fay. Acknowledgements. This book was born out of my desire to demonstrate how beautiful life is, even in its darkest moments, and to help readers understand the enormous power of love that resides within us that we can call upon to become master co-creators of our lives. With that in mind, I have to acknowledge the fantastic listeners to my podcast. Your questions, stories, and insights inspire me more than words can express. I'd also like to thank my co-host and friends, Deb Bowen and Denise Carell, for their friendship and support. Thank you to my first cheerleader in this world of writing, Lisa Hagen. You knew I had this book in me, and for that, I remain eternally grateful. Thank you to the wonderful team at Hampton Roads Publishing. Thank you to my sisters and friends for supporting me through this writing journey. A very special thank you to Michael Pollowitz. Your love has breathed new life into my world and inspires me every day. And as always, everything I do is for my three daughters, Olivia, Victoria, and Chloe. Thank you for your infinite love and enthusiastic cheers of "You've got this, Mom." I hope my love, words, and work remind you that you can do anything, be anything, and create the life of your dreams. Introduction. You are never alone. In the spring of 2005, I experienced a profound spiritual awakening that eventually led me to leave my teaching career and embark on a brand new path that I believe was pre-planned before my birth. Oddly, it all started with a rock. At the time, I was teaching English at a local community college. I loved my job, but I had a difficult student in one of my classes who kept sliding notes under my door that contained threatening messages like, "Today I went looking for your house. Tomorrow, I will find it." I went to my department chair for help, but received little. One afternoon, I returned to my office after class and discovered a reddish-orange, kidney-shaped rock sitting on my desk. I always kept my door locked, so I wondered how this stone had ended up inside the locked office. I hurried up four flights of stairs to the geology department and asked one of the teachers if he could identify the rock. He held it in his hand and said, "Oh yes, that's a nice piece of red jasper." "Jasper is said to offer protection. Why do you need protection?" When I told him about the strange student who was scaring me with unwanted attention, he replied, "Then carry this with you." I think I might have rolled my eyes before muttering a thank you and returning to my office. A rock? How could a rock protect me? Still, I figured it couldn't hurt and began carrying the stone with me. 2 weeks later,
sample complete. Ready to continue?